Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Another week. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed, it is another week. And we have a day that, well, we can praise the Lord all the time. But we come together. This is our time together when we can come and praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a good day. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I declare it's a good day. Because this is the day that the Lord God has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. It is a good day. Just stop. Slow down. And just thank the goodness of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just stop. Slow down. Yes, it all was coming before you this morning. Ah, God, thank you. Oh, it's a good day. It's a mighty, mighty, mighty good day. And I thank the Lord for allowing us to come to the realization that it's a good day. Oh, hey, God, that is a good day. Yes. Oh, don't let those that would attempt it frustrate you. Give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Breathe it on out. Yes. Yes. All that try to entangle you. Yes. Yes. All that try to attach itself. All that negativity. In the car, somebody's trying to drive, is driving crazy. Thank the Lord for granting you traveling mercy right now. Ooh, rest in the knowledge that God is in control. Relax. Let go and let God's good come forth. Just let God's good come forth. Hallelujah. Rest. Hallelujah. Knowing that God is in control. You could just drive that car in peace. Yes. You see cars on every side. You can just go for it. Yes, my Lord. Yes, if you have the air for it. Trying to check it and rushing. Think you're going to be late. Stop. Thank God. For getting you where you need to be, when you need to be there. Yes. Relax. Let go. God is in control. Early in the morning, we get all tied up and tangled up before we even have time to bless the Lord. And we pray and then jump up, zoom, and there we go. Hallelujah. Stop. Yes. Running out the door. Stop. For a second, just said, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you have given me for this day. Yes. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Oh, this is the day. Yes, it is. This is the day that the Lord, our God, Almighty, has made it. Ooh, and everyone on this earth, souls belong to him. Those that are saved, those that gave their life to him, you know he cherished you. He loved you. Great, small, have not. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Today, we know life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is providing. Yes, yes, yes. You need this. I need that. He needs some of this. She needs some of that. So I got it all. Mm-hmm. I don't go around looking at people and say, oh, you just got a bad attitude. I know what you need. Leave that alone. That's between them and Jesus. Just don't let it affect how you respond to them. Woo! Oh, I'm ready for you now. No. We ain't ready for them. You can't mess up my day. I'm not going to mess it up, and I'm not going to let you mess it up. Ooh, because this is the day. Ooh, day of favor. Yes, God's favor. Yes, mercy, God's grace. Yes, ooh-wee. Yes, God's love. Yes, just blowing all over us. Yes, through us. Yes. Just filling us up with his love. Yes. Now you know what that means. If he's filling you up with his love, you don't have the opportunity to love. Glory, 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 glory. Yes. And let's not be saying, oh, I'm filled with God's love. That's the only way I can love. Bad attitude. That's not going to be it. Not going to be it. God didn't do it to you, and he didn't do it to me. That's right. Even Keel. That's right. Oh, my God. We thank you this morning. Well, I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant ministry. Set us for God. Call to pray. Yes. Call to pray. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We just love the Lord. It's a mighty, mighty, mighty good thing. Father, we thank you for this day. Glory be to your name. Oh, we thank you, Father, for this day, for your mercy and your grace, for your love, your peace, your kindness, your joy. Oh, your healing virtue. Yes, Lord. Thank you that you're our provider. We thank you for instruction. And Father, we pause. Oh God, allow them to come to our mind the sins that we have committed to this. And we ask, Father, that you forgive us from unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord. Word, thought, deed. Oh, my God. In the mighty name of Yeshua. Can't come to you, Almighty God. We thank you for cleansing us. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for keeping us strong. That we won't sin against you. We won't be tempted to say something we shouldn't have said. To think something we shouldn't have thought. To do something we should not do. Oh, God. Oh, my God. It will bother us. Oh, God. Put on the old man when you have very clearly removed the old man from us. Let us walk in the newness of life. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God. Thank you. In the newness of life. The newness of life. We thank you. Oh, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, you know our desire. You know the things that we want and the things look like never going to come. We turn all of it over to you and we wait patiently your response and your answer. You know that all things are together. In its time, as you have ordained, God, that as where we are right now, we thank you that you open our minds to understand, giving us clarity, yes, Lord, that we mature as you would have us mature, growing as you would have us to grow. Thank you for how you refresh and renew. Yes, Lord. Oh, the yesterday talk, the yesterday language, dead and gone, separated from us. Thank you, Lord. Can't even remember. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Fight us. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your truth. For your word is true. Yes, it is. Thank you for how you're filling us. Thank you for how you're satisfying us. Thank you how you meet our spiritual and physical needs. Thank you, Lord. Thank you how you give us bread, bread from heaven and earthly bread. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, glory be to your name. Thank you, Father, for wisdom and understanding for this thing, Almighty God. Glory be to your name. Lord, we thank you for the people that we have come in contact with. May our light so shine. Yes, Lord, that it'll make a difference in someone's life. Almighty God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Clear up in my Savior. Clear up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you for being our healer. The word says, tells us that you said, I am the God. I am the God that healeth you. Yes, God. Ooh. I am the God that healeth you. Our Father and our God, how we thank you for your healing. Yes, God. Thank you. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for the reassurance. Ooh, by your word. Hallelujah. Thank you for the manifestation of your word. Ooh, everyone, God. Oh, Lord. That feeling, aches and pains and disease wrecking their bodies. Almighty God. Oh, God, our eyes look to you. Yes, Lord, for you are our only help. Oh, mighty God, yes, you are. Ooh, you're our only help. You are our safe place. You are our healer, our provider. Yes, you are. Our comforter. When you're the one that give us our direction and our instructions. Oh, Father, make it plain. We thank you for all that you provided for this day. Yes, Lord. Hey, God. Ooh, glory, glory, glory be to your name. Almighty God. Thank you, you made us whole. Oh, God, thank you. Praise your name, Almighty God. Blessings and honor, Father, glory and power, they all belong to you. Oh, Father, we ask that you remember and touch and refresh every pastor that you have called, every apostle, every prophet, oh, God, every evangelist, every missionary, every pastor and preacher and teacher that you have called, every missionary that you have called, every administrator that you have called. Oh, God, hallelujah, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory. Afresh and renew, Almighty God. Empower the more. Filling our mouths with words, God. Hallelujah. Giving us understanding and clarity, Almighty God. Every bishop, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Almighty God. Thank you for how you refresh us, restore us. Oh, God, where we've been derailed. Oh, God, set us up again. Yes, Lord. Oh, glory. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Ooh, my Lord and my God, every ministry that you've called. Hey, ooh, glory, glory, glory. Every leader that is thrown in the tower, God, and gave up. Refresh them, renew them, Almighty God. Breathe on them. Breathe your name on them, God. Oh God. Hey, Shamba. Remedy your son. Breathe on them, Father. How they got work to do, Almighty God. Ooh, breathe. Breathe on all of us, God. But breathe on those that are battered. Lord. Oh God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, set them on the show foundation. Oh, cleanse them. Encourage them. Refresh and restore, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, remove, God, the battle scars. Hallelujah, God. Hey, God. Thank you. Thank you for your healing, Almighty God. Spiritual healing. Oh, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Ooh, the weary soul, God. Almighty. Hey, God. Feel, God. Feel. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Restore. Ooh, bread of heaven. Bread of heaven. Feed us all till we want no more. Ooh, put your hedge of protection around us. Your leaders, Lord God. Hiya, Basaya. Rimatoba. Ooh, fueled with fire from on high. Oh, God. Ooh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. All those that are sick and in the hospital, hey, breathe on them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Touch, Almighty God. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you. Your will is none to perish. Glory, glory, glory. With those that are yet to come into the kingdom, God. Ooh, touch them. Ooh, God, rescue them, Almighty God. Oh, God. Ooh, rescue them, Father. Hallelujah. Ooh, Lord, at their appointed time, bring them in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, they have a testimony when they come in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. Oh, God. Remember all those that you put in leadership in the government. Oh, my God. In the United States. In spite of their prejudices and weaknesses, God. Rule through them, Almighty God. Show them the error of their ways, Almighty God. Show them that their very heart is in your hand. It is you that gave them. Ooh, the piece of authority that they have. It is you that set up one and take another down. Thank you, Lord, at your will. Oh, God, hallelujah. Let them not get so comfortable and arrogant. Oh, my God. Keep them humble, almighty God. Ooh, speak to them. All souls are yours, almighty God. Speak to them, almighty God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Save all those that are in authority, almighty God. Those that are caring for the helpless, almighty God. Give them a heart of compassion or remove them from the responsibility. Hey, God, let them bring no hurt, harm. Oh, God. Almighty God. Let those that are depending on others, strangers, to help them. Almighty God. Let them be safe, God. Oh, safety, my Father, my God. Safety. Keep them safe, God. Hallelujah. Let people not just do things for money. Almighty God, help us to go by. Oh, God, hallelujah. Keep them safe. Hallelujah. Oh, the helpless ones. Keep them safe, Father. Hallelujah. From the oldest to the youngest, keep them safe, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Those that have rent due. Those that are led of eviction. Almighty God. Turn things the table around. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Those that feel that they're eating their last meal. Don't know how they're going to feed their children or themselves or where they're going to be. Father, let this day, glory, not too hard for me. Let this day be a day of a mighty testimony. Start it off this way. Ooh, but God did it for me. He opened doors. He opened hands. Of compassion. Almighty God, do it to people. Almighty God, hallelujah, lift the burden and the weight, almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Those that are about to make, oh God, drastic decisions, almighty God, devastating decisions, let them not. Give them peace, God, where it's not even an option. Almighty God, I thank you. I praise you this morning for doing it. Hallelujah. 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 Peace like a river. Oh, just flow this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your people. Hallelujah. Bless Lord. And they can feel it. Oh, they know that only you can, Lord. Heard a bad report to a great report, a good report, a stout, worthy report. Yes, Lord. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those that were talk so negative, turn it around. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Peace in the workplace. Peace in the hospital, almighty God. Ooh, peace in the government. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Ooh, make it in their place, it in their heart to know the rules, the statutes, the principles, the Bible. Oh, my God. Constitution, the bylaws in which they are governed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. We need you. Hallelujah. Oh, plead the blood of Yeshua over every street in these United States. Yes, God. Oh,
We're asking that you clear the atmosphere, Father, and the hemisphere and the stratosphere. Yes, Lord. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you have your angels at the four corners of these United States, properties and its territories. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our faith look up to you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our faith look up to you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 God, these United States, property and territory, top to bottom. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, glory, 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 glory. Ooh, you see and you know nothing is hidden from you, Lord. Nothing. Hallelujah. We want you as our God in these United States property and its territory. Ooh, if you're not God, oh, this United States, Almighty God. Ooh, where would we be? Ooh, we'll be hopeless, God. Oh, God. Oh, don't turn us loose, Father. Oh, my Father, I know we have sinned against you. Woo, glory. Yes, we have. Oh, God, and you're just in all your ways. Hallelujah. But we ask for mercy, Almighty God. Almighty God, where can we go? What will we, Mighty God, without you leading us and guiding us and giving us direction? We know that there are things coming, God, but our eyes need to be open. Oh, God, we still need to repent for the sins of our fathers. Almighty God. Almighty God. But we have sinned against thee and thee only. Almighty God. Almighty God. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 You're just, Almighty God. You're righteous, Almighty God. You're holy. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we can do nothing without you, Almighty God. We'll be nothing without you, Almighty God. What are we without you? Oh, God, I like a ship tossed to and fro, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We need you like we never needed you before, Almighty God, to carry us. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May our children ever walk the circle of your blessings and protection. In his mighty name. Thank you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Yahweh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch the ears of those who will come on, Almighty God, who will listen at an appointed time. Thank you, Lord. Touch their hearts and their minds. Oh, their soul, Almighty God. Meet them at their point of need. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Allow them to find favor, Lord. Thank you for the favor, Lord. Hallelujah. Ask me that you remember Mother Dunlap this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 All in the name of Jesus. Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
In your your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, oh Lord my God, in your presence, that's where I belong. Seeking
we thank God that we can be a tad bit of it to remind us to say to the Lord, it's where we want to be. Yes. Hallelujah. The God our lips, God our attitude. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. God is good. Hallelujah. But when the moment of our intermission, I would like to invite you to come to Gathering the Harvest Gospel Ministry at 674 Mount Zion Road. And you can be reached at 404-839-6744 or 404-457-7677. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. It's a beautiful day. Yes, it is. It's winter. So on this side of the equator, it's cold. Some colder than others. Yes. But we remember those that are facing the storm. I think out in California that God gives them. And we ask God to protect them and keep them, and just ask the Lord to lessen the effects of this thing. And Yeshua's name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read our scripture. Oh, my. Hallelujah. My. Huh. I just looked at oh yeah. God looks on the outside. God looks on the inside and sees what looks to be damaged goods as person look like it have no value. It is very valuable. Thanks. That's even a little different than what I'm saying. That God looks on the inside. He perfects damaged goods. What looked like of no value is valuable to God. Sometimes you get a little difficulty there reading your own notes. Hallelujah. I don't know. If I had 30 minutes, I guess I could do it all in 30 minutes. But I kind of like my hour. Yeah. I just feel a sense of greenery in the wintertime. I'm thinking I just have this sense of greenery. Yeah, I just feel it, just greenery. Yeah, just greenery, fresh. That's what I'm sensing. Yes. Hallelujah. Just greenery. That's a good thing. Well, our scripture. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, you should know that by heart. That's not the point.
We read. Faith comes by hearing.
Mm-hmm. Hearing the word of God. So we hear it. We hear it. And we hear it, and God begins to speak to us. And we get clarity. We study, and we get clarity. Oh, it is so sweet. Yes, God's plan. God's plan. God's plan. God's plan. In the beginning, created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God delivered the light from the darkness. Blessed his most holy name. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. My Lord, did you get that? And the evening and the morning to the first day. Ooh, hallelujah. 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 Then let there be. Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Bless the holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, same chapter, the 26th verse. And God said, bless his holy name, let us make man in our image, our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. We're going to skip over to chapter 2 as we often do. Thus the heavens, with the S this time, and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work, which he had made, and he rests on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which God created and made. 3 again. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which God created and made. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. We did hear that. I'll just say this. He didn't just say any day you choose. He said the seventh day. Because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. And let's go all the way up to the first few words of verse 3 and, well, more than 5. And God blessed the seventh day. Fired him. He blessed it and he set it apart. I'm not going to say that. But, you know, just read. Ask God to open your mind and understand and give you clarity. Father, I heard so-and-so say this, and I read such-and-such this. But what is it? Give me clarity. Give me understanding of your word, period. I need help, Lord. I need understanding. I need my mind. Touch my mind that I can understand your word, what you're saying to me. Hallelujah. And then let me be able to apply it and let no resistance come to me or from me. That's what I'm talking about. Can you say amen? Yes, you can. Amen. We can ask God to give us understanding and clarity of his word. It's good. It's good to be called a child of God. It's good that God gives us understanding. Yes. He will do it. Ask of him and watch him do it. Deuteronomy is something else too, my brothers and sisters. Oh, yeah. Deuteronomy is something else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Deuteronomy is something else. Oh, read it. That's right. Just read it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I kind of wanted this about, I know all the, well, we have the weather and we have the economy and we have, you know, all these things are going on. And I see where one nation is going to have their gold as their backup and not the American dollar, you know, good for that nation, but it may or may not be good for the United States. But we as children of God should focus in. But God told us perilous times through Timothy, Paul, rather, perilous times was coming and there will be diverse situations. We know that. Or because we read it, but we never thought we were going to see it. And there were times in years gone by, even in the United States, where we had a rough time. Right after
one of in the 20s, they had, I don't know which smallpox or something, I don't remember which one it was, and ended up with the roaring 20s. I mean, just talking about the United States, they just went buck wild. And so much came out of that. And when 9/11 came, people were frightened and they were tearing the churches down. Exaggeration, but so many people was coming to church. And then after a while, they got comfortable and they backed away. All them church folks. But let me ask you this. Number one, if you got hurt in one congregation or as a result, you say this congregation hurt you. But we have many congregations, but then you say all of them are the same. That's not nice. Because when you were in there, it may have, someone was may have said that included you in the bunch. And the next thing, because someone acts ugly, and I'm not diminishing the fact that you have some ugly people regardless, in church, out of church, some people just with ugly, immature behavior. I heard a pastor years ago said that. Think of you, in other words, we move too fast. The pastor was harsh to you. Now, I'm not telling you to stay under all sorts of conditions, but if they have to do with discipline, and you know where the extreme lies, but because they're not using you for this, or they're giving someone else the big up, and you feel that you should be able to handle that, and they should have recognized you for this, or they didn't call your name, and you know all these things. That, you know, sometimes you have to stay so that you can grow and develop. Sometimes we church hop. We just go hopping. Oh, they looked at me funny, so you go hopping, hopping, hopping. I don't have to stay here. I don't have to take that. But maybe you do. Maybe God is working something out of you to bring something up in you. Mm-hmm. Condition is not important. So they don't recognize you. God recognizes you. That's where we have to stay focused. We don't have to be the big kid on the block. Somebody don't have to pat you on the shoulder every time you pick up a piece of paper off the floor. Well, I just put all my money in, and I did. Well, why did you put your money in? Did the Lord tell you to put your money in? Or did you put your money in because you wanted to be known for putting your money in? Or you put it in so that it could work ministry and God would be pleased and it was helping the kingdom, huh? You want to be in with the quote unquote in crowd and they want to accept you? Sometimes you need to be careful who you wanting to connect yourself with, even in the church. Connect to the Lord. He'll bring who's supposed to be to you. He'll bring that person to you. And it may not always be so they can do something for you, so you can live a life before them to help them along the way. It may be that you need to pray for the those in leadership in the church.
And those same leaders can turn against you. Yes, and it doesn't feel good. But if God wants you someplace, that's why we need to know the voice of God. Know when God is leading you in a place and know the characteristics of a child of God. Yes. Yes. God, Jesus is a taskmaster. Now, he'll do everything for you, but he has some heavy requirements. Mm-hmm. And he has the right, and it's not up to me to say he has the right. I don't need to tell him that he has the right. He, you know, Genesis 1, requires all of that. But he wants us to be, how are we going to be leaders? And time somebody talk about you, you crumble. Time somebody say they don't want to do something, you fall off the pieces. Or there's someone that you're leading and in some committee and they have caused a controversy. Yeah. Tied up, tangled up. And not, I'm going to be here, I'll see them gone. That is not the attitude. God has me here. And what is it, Lord, that you want me to learn, to do, and to help? It's kingdom work. That's right. We're doing kingdom work. Not for show and form and fashion. I dress better than them and I'm going to show them. Get that out of your head. It's not about that. This is not your home. Mm-mm. Silver and gold. Mm-mm. 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 Looking better. Mm-mm. 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 I'm not saying come to church looking any kind of way when you're a child of God. But you can be all dressed up. And looking filthy before God. You don't want that. But you want to be led by God to do and develop. And he just needs you there because there's work for you to do there. Yeah. And bottom line, he needs you and wants you there because there's work to be done. For you, with your name on it. Mm-hmm. And don't be one of those ones, well, if I'm going to be here, I'm going to do this, and they're going to, you know, you think that they don't really want you there. But God have you where he wants you. You know, so we have to seek God. Yeah. Don't be church hopping. No, be rooted and grounded in the word, and let the election be sure. Yeah, I need to be here so I can pray. God's going to get the best out of me right here with his help, of course. Yeah. Now, as I say, different circumstances, situations, there may be a time you may be in a place and God say, get out and don't look back. Mm-hmm. Get out and don't look back. That's right. Run. Get out. You're not worthy of it. Get out and don't look back. Uh-huh. And God may tell somebody to sit right there. Mm-hmm. Whatever you find your hand to do, you do. Mm-hmm. But they, whatever you find your hand to do, you do. That's right. Hallelujah. You someone how to walk this walk. That's right. Don't be so anxious if your name is not called. It's all right. It's all right. You're mature than that. You know one thing, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're about your Father's business.
And I'll close with this. I'm sure most of you have heard it, where this young man, this gentleman was coming home from his stay in overseas mission. He buried his wife and I think maybe some children, I'm not sure. But anyway, he and his son was on the ship and celebrities was on the ship and they were debarking the ship and cameras all there. And when they got off, there was no one to greet them. And the son, they said, was very angry. This is maybe a story that I heard and I thought this would be well applied. And the son said he was so upset. And then the father said to him that he said, I'm not home yet. When I get home, hey, there'll be some to greet me when I get home. Hallelujah. That's what you're working for. I hope I rambled on and we came to that point and started home. God bless you. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken, my beloved. Hallelujah. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 20th. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in the power and the love and the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Have a marvelous day. Till we meet again on Friday at 9 a.m. God bless. Thank you for tuning in.